This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill announced today that he is resigning. He wrote a letter to President Bush saying it has been a privilege to serve the nation during these challenging times. He is expected to leave office in a few weeks. The Associated Press is reporting that senior White House economic advisor Larry Lindsey also is resigning. O'Neill, the former chairman of Alcoa, has been known for his outspokenness about the economy. NPR's John Idstey joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Is this a surprise?
No, I wouldn't say it's a surprise. There's been talk for some time that there might be a shakeup in the president's economic team, particularly as the economy deteriorated into recession and then seemed to grow very slowly afterwards. And there are now questions, of course, about whether the economy might be headed back into recession. But as for O'Neill, you know, he's always been controversial, and there's always been a question of whether he might end up resigning or being forced out somehow. Right from the beginning, when he went up for his confirmation hearings in Congress, he didn't show the proper deference to members of Congress. He also said that he wanted to hang on to $100 million in stock in Alcoa, the company he came from. He had been CEO of Alcoa. That produced controversy, and he was just a blunt speaker in many ways. When he talked about the economy, when he talked about the dollar, and didn't have that kind of smooth polish that President Clinton's Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin had, and so there was he always was a figure of controversy.
And with Larry Lindsey's apparent resignation, is this a house cleaning?
Well, I would say it probably is, yes. I think the Bush administration probably feels that at this time, when there's a question of what's going to happen with the economy, they need a stronger team, one that communicates a little bit better. Secretary O'Neill has never seemed quite as sensitive to the problems that people face in the economy as you might like. Always sort of acting as a cheerleader for the economy, suggesting things aren't as bad as they might seem. At the same time, the president's saying things aren't going right. So there seemed to be a bit of a disconnect between what the president was saying and what the Treasury Secretary was saying, what Mr. O'Neill was saying. So this is a bit of a house cleaning, I think.
How was he regarded by the financial markets?
Again, I think he's a guy who shoots from the hip and not one who uses measured language that the financial markets would appreciate. They don't like to be surprised. They don't like Treasury Secretaries who shoot from the hip. They want a Treasury Secretary to talk in the coded language that they're used to. And O'Neill just didn't do that. You know, when he talked about the financial markets, for instance, he would say, well, markets go up and markets go down. But he also said things like people who sold as the market was falling will be sorry they did. Well, you know, I'm not so sure that a lot of people who sold as this market began to go down are sorry they did, because it went much lower than Mr. O'Neill expected. So I think the financial markets will not be sorry to see the backside of Mr. O'Neill.
Well, who are they going to bring in?
You know, I really don't know. They, I think, will look for someone who is much smoother, a better person at public relations, a more political animal than Mr. O'Neill, who was a CEO who ran his show at Alcoa and I think never quite got used to being a political animal in Washington.
NPR's John Idstey.